Aguilera from Macklew. And you are tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. CITR.ca.
We are on CITR 101.9 FM, which is a radio station on the Campus Community Radio Network here in Canada, specifically Vancouver and the University of British Columbia. CITR Radio produces radio of the highest quality that promotes independent culture and showcases news, alternative news you would not otherwise hear. Fearlessly, our news team works away, and I always love hearing what they have to contribute on a Friday. Just before this show is usually on, this is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and it typically airs on Fridays at 6 p.m. from 6 to 7.30, and I play lots of great music from a long way away from Australia, quite often dipping into the past. Which I will be doing very shortly. I enjoy featuring bands from, well, geez, as far back as, you know, I guess the mid-60s. I should probably go back further at some stage, but I tend to play a lot of, I guess, late 70s punk and 80s garage rock in particular. And, of course, fresh tracks from Australia of all sorts of genres. And new Canadian music as well, and I try to focus on a lot of Vancouver bands, what's going on at the moment. So for instance, last week we had the Music Waste. I did a little feature on Music Waste, and coming up this weekend we have a lot of bands playing for the Car Free Day. We have Neptune Records in Vancouver is opening their doors, and everyone's favourite The Evaporators is playing, of course, with Nardwuar, and I'll be playing a bit of Evaporators later on. So if you like what you hear over the next hour, you can tune in every Friday from 6 o'clock here on CITR or listen online. Or you could also go to the blog. I have a blog online. You can go to Google and type in Oz Stranded. That's O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D. And you'll get a full set list each week with the podcast link. And I'll put up a video too each week for you to enjoy. So this week, I'll be putting up a video of The Hard-Ons. This is a band I like to revisit time and time again because they are an extraordinary punk band and very heralded by many, many people, but still, given they're from, you know, from Australia, they haven't had the benefit of the North American kind of push, so they're still probably not as well known as you would think, given the quality of their sounds. So the Hard-Ons were, well, still are, a thrash punk band from Sydney, Sydney, New South Wales in Australia, and they formed in 1981. And what's always been special about them, not only just their really great tunes, but just how they formed, being three immigrant kids who met at Western Sydney's Punch Bowl Boys High. The Western Suburbs is a working class area of Sydney. So when three migrant kids get together with a love of of wanting to make music and make punk in the most unlikely of places, not guaranteed of much support from people who are kind of stuck in their ways and expecting what punk should be. It makes really interesting stories. So you had Kesh De Silva, who was a Sri Lankan guy, on drums. You had Peter Black on guitar. He was from Slovakia. And Ray Ahn on bass guitar, who was a Korean. So they bonded very quickly in high school and just wanted to make a racket. And they had a real melodic gift that you're going to hear in these tracks. The reason I'm playing them today is because there's this wonderful reissue happening. Citadel Records in Australia have licensed the re-release of the first 10 years worth of Hard-On's material. I find this really exciting. Hard-On still exist to this day. They kind of broke up in the mid 90s when Kesh, the drummer, eventually moved on. But the band has still kind of plugged away in various incarnations, with Blackie and Ray still putting out great punk releases to this day under the name Hard-Ons. But the first 10 years with Kesh was regarded as, of course, a classic period. And so Citadel, going through this process of re-releasing all of the music from that era, like repackaged, remastered, and beautiful sort of gatefold packaging. So I ordered online the very first one. So this is called Smell My Finger. This is from the period of around 1984 all the way through to 1987. So collecting all these wonderful demos, home recordings, all the original 7-inch singles, and the first couple of official 12-inch releases from the Hard-Ons. So the Hot For Your Love Baby release is included. All the 7-inches. So I thought I'd start with playing it's like 8 tracks. So these were all original 7-inch releases from the band. And so the Hard-Ons, so much to talk about them. I mean, they went on to become the highest-selling independent act in Australian history, over, I think, 250,000 records sold, which is amazing from a band of such humble origins doing something that no one else is really doing at the time. And having a lot against them, being skinny migrant kids with long hair and not great fashion sense compared to all this sort of the spiky-haired leather jacketed types around. And they even faced a fair bit of racism too, even starting out, some more of the skinhead pug variety. So they had a lot against them, but what they had for them was just enthusiasm, volume, and a real great pop sensibility, good melodies. So let's get into the music. We're going to play the Hard-Ons going right back. This is going to be these tracks. You're going to hear these 4 tracks recorded in 1985 at Canterbury Studio in Sydney. We're going to start off with a song called There Was a Time. This is an original 7-inch release from the Hard-Ons.
There was a time when I thought about you. There was a time when I thought about you. There was a time when I thought about you. There was a time when I thought about you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We were together having fun. so good, just the way it always should. I take you home on Saturday night, you know everything will be alright. But if you don't want love, just say it, I'll go home.
Bye-bye, girl. Since 1963, the Vancouver Aboriginal Friendship Centre Society has been meeting the needs of Aboriginal people making the transition to urban Vancouver. The Friendship Centre provides programs in health, welfare, and equality, and has made its goal to help Aboriginal families, youth, adults, elders, and children access health information and education, and maintain their Aboriginal cultural ties and values. For more information or to volunteer, visit us at 1607 East Hastings Street or online at www.vacfs.org.
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM. And this is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, which is broadcast every Friday from 6 p.m. on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Matt. And we're listening to some old Australian music right now, the Hard-Ons, and a wonderful reissue of their first recordings from the first few years in the early to mid 80s. This has just been released by Citadel Records. Wonderful packaging. And the reason I was inspired, well, I mean, I've always been a huge fan of this band, and I would have got this eventually, but I really got off my chair and got out the credit card, ordered this online, because Blackie from the band was recently bashed up. It was quite a horrible incident. It just popped up online. The guitarist Blackie is such a dedicated musician, still all these years is still putting 100% into his work. Barely gets by, of course. This is uncommercial music, so he drives a taxi for a living. He was bashed up. He picked up a couple of kids, a couple of yobbo louts, I guess, somewhere in the northern suburbs of Sydney, and they bashed him up and left him with brain bruising of the brain, pretty serious injuries. And it was wonderful to see online the response from fans. Then so many people actually donated money for him because he had no income for a couple of months recuperating in hospital. I thought, well, geez, I've got to purchase this album to contribute myself. I'm glad I did. It's great to revisit these tunes. So you heard four tracks from the Hard-Ons from the early years. Their first four 7-inch singles. You heard There Was a Time, Excuses, Surfing on My Face, and Bye Bye Girl. So I'll read you a little bit more about the band. This is from the Citadel Records website. It says, how is this possible? From all angles, the Hard-Ons were doomed and headed for obscurity. They collectively hated fashion and fads, the two fulcrums upon which many bands' fortunes turn, and they deliberately chose to alienate potential fans and rock critics alike with their irreverent, scathing, and divisive imagery and humour. They played at what was considered unthinkable volume and velocity. But on closer inspection, the Hard-Ons could not fail. Armed with a carefree, nothing-to-lose attitude, the band showcased a uniquely localised yet global sound and image. They were utterly Australian, yet so utterly unique. Inspired by their hero counterparts from bygone eras, the Easy Beats, the Saints, and the like, the Hard-Ons showed the world that an unassuming rabble of immigrants could make the world's music underground fall in love with them and their stockpile of simply great tunes. And they did go on to tour the world. They're still to this day regarded as heroes in many parts of Europe, with a huge following in the underground. They still tour, they still put out records, but Kesh, the drummer, has since left. Blackie, guitarist, has taken on the vocals. So let's get back into playing some more music from this awesome repackaged re-release of the Hard-Ons, 1984 to 87, rarities and... and 7-inch singles. So let's hear the classic now. This is their first real single that people, I guess, stood up and took notice, called Girl in the Sweater, by the Hard-Ons. I hope you enjoy this. Hits and memories here from a wonderful Australian punk band.
Letter, got it just today. Leave Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This month in the June issue of Discorder, we chat with Needles and Pins about superstitions, disband some winter woes with Young Pacific, meet the fellows of Capital Six and their heartfelt psych folk jams, and find out about the glamorous life of a touring indie band and our feature on Beekeeper. Plus, sad about the end of Coachella? Never fear, not when you have part one of our Vancouver Summer Festival guide. see what the Anza Club is all about in our venues section, learn about the fictional band Wet Leather in Textually Active. As always, find out about the latest and greatest music, both live and recorded, in the Discorder calendar, under review and real live action section. And don't forget about our feature on Music Waste, which takes place June 4th to 10th. And meet DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack, hosts of Trance and Dance, in our On the Air section. All this and more from Discorder, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, supporting local music for over 25 years.
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, which is live on the radio 6 p.m. Fridays until 7:30 p.m. And we're just playing some old tracks from the Hard-Ons, going back in history there to the late 80s, 1987 to be specific, from these 7-inch single releases. And these have come off a Citadel Records repackaging of their first 10 years, all the singles and rarities. I'm probably going to play some more from this in the coming weeks because it's so cool. I got this in the mail, signed by the band as well, which is really neat. Beautiful packaging, gatefold. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. Isn't that great? So this is a band, you know, if you're new to them, think about a context here. That sort of melodic pop punk sound, you know, a lot of people think, well, they think of that sound, they think of Green Day, and they kind of brought that sound out. And well, think about Green Day didn't really start putting out records till 1989, so everything you heard today was 2 years prior to that, but from a different part of the world. And the Hard-Ons still are around today, and there's going to be another series, well, four more apparent re-releases in that series of the earlier material from the first 10 years. So featuring the original lineup of Ray, Blackie and Kesh. And I'm just going to read out a little bit from Ray. So Ray's a bass player, and he's also an artist. He does all their covers for their releases, the art. So he's saying, let's see, what's he saying in here in the little booklet? The songs on this compilation feel like they were such a long time ago, yet they also feel like they were recorded yesterday. Ramones were one of our favourite bands, and when we were growing up and they painted themselves as brothers, so actually the three of us were not brothers, but we were as close as a band could get, as we attended Lakemba Primary School, then Punchbowl Boys High School together. Before we were a band, we were pretty close friends. The tightness as a social unit was often not reflected as a musical band, or so we were told by many people, including rock critics and other older and more experienced bands. I think we were musically as tight as we needed to be. There is something urgent and exciting about these recordings. I think our power came from a combination of urgent self-taught musicianship, a willing, nothing-to-lose attitude, and most of all, decent songs. Yeah, I tend to agree. I've always found them a really special band. I hope you enjoyed this. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. You can hear more, if you want to hear what the Hard-Ons are up to these days, go to the blog, go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, the show blog. You could type Hard-Ons into my this little search bar, and you'll come up with past shows where I've played some of their more recent songs. So there you go. So coming up on the show later, we have an interview with a First Nations group here in Vancouver called the Red Soul Blues. They've only been around literally for a matter of weeks, and I had a chance meeting with Rose the singer, and I recorded a pretty impromptu interview. So that's coming on later. So I'll be right back with some fresh Australian music of a very different genre.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We're back here on CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. So, from the older to the more recent, this is, we're going to shift genres now, get into some kind of alt country. We often hear of the Americana genre? Well, Australiana, I guess, is a contemporary way of talking about alt country from Australia. And I have got an artist here called Sal Kimber and the Rolling Wheel. That's her band, Sal Kimber and the Rolling Wheel. And she's a very high quality artist here. I have a brand new release from her, which is self-titled, Sal Kimber and the Rolling Wheel. I'm going to play for you three tracks because she's very, very exciting quality singer here. So she is based in inner Melbourne, which, of course, is a hotbed for amazing music. If you ever get a chance to visit Australia, that's the place to be, one of the world's great centres of contemporary music. So this album got pretty good reviews when it was released in October last year. It's got 13 songs. So she originally came from rural Victoria, and one of these fortunate individuals that grew up in a musical family where her songwriting talent was noticed very quickly. She won a songwriting award in 2007. She had Victorian Female Vocalist of the Year Award at the Victorian and National Country Music Awards in 2010. And so Sal says here in her press release, "I've been writing music for as long as I can remember. My dad nurtured in me a love of storytelling and taught me about the real craft of building a song. When the band came together, it took things to another level for me creatively. Jacob co-wrote half of this album with me, and the songs were fine-tuned by playing them live. As a result, I think you can feel this dynamic full band sound and energy in these tunes, even the quieter ballads." So that's Sal Kimber speaking of her release here, Sal Kimber and the Rolling Wheel. Let's play some Australiana music for you, some old country.
Especially after you won't ever hear my voice, only my dogs move back. You won't ever see my car driving down the road, 'cause I've got a big old hat and a tale that's been untold. I'll be on my rocking chair.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Sal Kimber there with a couple of tracks from her release. Sal Kimber and the Roland Wheel. That's her band, the Roland Wheel. This is an album produced by Shane O'Mara, released in October last year in Australia. And there you go. There's two tracks there. You heard Rockin' Chair, track one, and Roland Wheel, which is track seven. So definitely one of the more quality releases I've heard from that genre here that's come out of Australia recently. It's kind of interesting timing, like, you know, the whole alt-country genre, which most people probably associate with, in our context, in here in North America, with bands like Wilco, you know, And, you know, where did that come from, though, like that genre? I know, you know, genres are a little bit, well, you know, I guess we need them in a sense to help narrow down, help to describe music. But, you know, where did that come from? I actually just got in the mail just recently. I ordered a cassette tape of Bob Dylan, the Basement Tapes, because I actually have, it's a long story, I'll tell you the story later, but one time I have this huge big collection of Bob Dylan cassettes that kind of came to me through a chance meeting with somebody, but there were always a few cassettes missing, and so I've had a list and kind of eventually went on Amazon and I've been ordering them. So the Basement Tapes was one that I was missing, and I was listening to it and kind of looking online about what people said, and a lot of people say that album was kind of like the start of Americana. You know, Bob at the time was he'd had his motorcycle accident and he was retreating from the world a little bit and hanging out in Woodstock, and the band was hanging out and they played these real down home songs, you know, that were not too tight, they weren't too polished, they were just Bob trying to touch something kind of rootsy. Some people have said, yeah, that album's a real classic, and it was the start of that kind of sound, this Americana sound. So anyway, this, just getting back to Sal Kimber here, and, you know, arguably you could call this Australiana, you know, Australian alt country. So I hope you enjoyed that. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and I'll be right back after this with, I have an interview with a local Indigenous group here. It's a duo called Red Soul Blues, and yeah, this is exciting. It was a chance meeting, and I happen to have my recorder on me, so you're going to be hearing that interview with Red Soul Blues and some tracks coming up right after this.
The 35th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. From Dan Magan, The Head and the Heart, and Hey Rosetta, to the voice of Tunisia's Emil Mathlouthi and Mozambique's Wazimbo, you'll find artists you know and love, plus a world of amazing music to discover. 3 evenings, 2 full days of music and magic, you want to be there. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival early bird deadline is June 11th. Info and tickets available at thefestival.bc.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, so now some Canadian music here on the show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and bringing it back locally to some Aboriginal music. So Aboriginal Day is coming up soon on the 21st of June, and I've been carrying my voice recorder around so I can interview some interesting people. Gunaji O'Sullivan is a broadcaster from Co-op Radio. She's an Indigenous broadcaster, and I popped down to interview her, and she suddenly had to depart. She had kind of an urgent matter. She said, no, Matt, stay, interview Rose here. Rose is part of this group called Red Soul Blues. I said, sure, and I unearthed this really interesting story. So I'm going to play for you now a track from Red Soul Blues, and then the two-part interview I did with Rose and her counterpart in the band. Yeah, let's get into the track first. This is some Aboriginal music, very new. This is just kind of demo-ish material you can find on Bandcamp. Band's really been only together for 3 weeks, so this is fresh and interesting and inspiring. This is Red Soul Blues from Vancouver, playing at Fairview Pub on Wednesday night.
You got a broken heart.
So that was a track from Red Soul Blues. They are coming up playing at the Fairview Pub this evening in Vancouver. They're a First Nations group. And I caught up with Rose and Sean of the band just a couple of days ago. So here's what they had to say.
Okay, so this is Matt here with Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, and I have had a chance meeting with a couple of lovely members of the Red Soul Blues. They're a duo, Canadian First Nations musical group. Hello, Rose.
Hi there.
And Sean.
Hi.
Rose, tell us about your group, who you are and how you formed.
Oh, well, Red Soul Blues is a project that was pretty much just an idea up until a short time ago. I've been recording and producing and writing and covering some stuff right at home in my home studio and, you know, inviting people to participate. We've had a little bit of a lineup switch. Sean, Blues Puppy Raquelmi, is sitting here with me. He's my new guitarist for Red Soul Blues. And we're very excited to introduce him. He's a well-seasoned musician, despite his age. Myself, I've been playing music my whole life. This is my first project that I'm heading up myself and entirely, you know, responsible for. As a musician now, musicianship involves a lot of self-promoting, a lot of hard work that, you know, normally used to be done by record companies and people representing you. But now it's pretty much left to the musician to do this, so... I'm very excited. We appeared on a couple of radio shows this morning, CFRO here, and also at CJSF, the SFU radio station here.
And now CITR.
And now CITR, so we're getting around.
Yeah. Well, first up with Sean. So you're, Rose says you're quite seasoned. You've been playing guitar for how long?
About 9 years in the summer, because I've been playing guitar since I was 7 and I'm 16 now. And ever since I was inside my mom, she always used to put headphones on her belly because I always used to kick around and I bruised her quite a bit. And
Sean's mom, who's in the room, nodding, supportive.
But she used to take them off and then I'd start kicking again and stuff, so they thought I'd be a soccer player. But that didn't really turn out, so I tried music and it worked out. But I always used to watch my grandpa when I was young, and I was used to, like, I want to play like him when I was younger, and, you know, so it was a good experience, you know, and, you know, I've been playing guitar since I was 7, and ever since then, you know, I've been hooked on music.
Can you describe your style? Like, are you like a blues guitarist, I guess, give it a name, Blues Puppy, or...?
Well, blues, rock... bit of everything, you know. It's good to be resilient, right?
Yeah, totally, and flexible. Just curious, I'm kind of beginner myself playing guitar, and I chat with friends who are really into like the material and the gears and the different types of guitars. It's all above my head because I'm just plucking away with whatever I have. But what do you play specifically? What's your guitar?
My guitar is a Stratocaster.
Nice.
Fender Stratocaster. A lot of my guitar heroes play them. You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, Clapton, all those guys. I believe that tone isn't, like, effects and everything. I believe tone is in your hands and what your soul can give out, right?
Completely, yeah. Yeah, as and Hendrix exemplified that. And of course, you know, this is probably for Australian listeners. Did you know that Hendrix spent much time in Vancouver because he, what was his grandmother lived
here?
Grandmother, yeah. And if you walk down Main Street, a little bit up from Hastings, you can walk past the Jimi Hendrix Shrine.
Hendrix Shrine by the bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I go there, I put down tobacco every once in a while just to keep on the good side.
Nice. That's, yeah, pay homage to our elders.
Yeah, I've paid a lot of homage to Jimi Hendrix there in the summer this year.
Oh, brilliant.
They let me play there and everything, so it was a lot of fun.
Speaking of actually playing, given your relative youth, how's it working with live gigs, like, to play in bars and stuff?
Well, it's good for the summer, horrible for the winter. I have to wait outside. And then I go up, set up, play, and then leave.
Okay. Well, that won't last forever. And so Rose and Sean, when did you guys actually get together, and how did that happen?
Oh, my goodness. We've only been... We finally just... It's been official for about 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
if that, I think just barely
just,
3 weeks.
Just a week.
Yeah. Like I said, there was a sudden need to for replacement, and Sean just happened to be right place, right time. Mm. We knew each other previous, having done a music lab together, and also I had the pleasure of seeing him open for Murray Porter in November of 2011, one of the last concert series at the famous Yale Hotel.
Mm. And who is this lady? This is, again, for Australian listeners who may not be familiar with Canadian Aboriginal music.
Oh, Murray Porter.
Yeah.
It's Murray Porter. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Okay, well, you can go to Murray Porter. He's on Facebook. You can definitely find him there. We have here what's called the Juno Awards. I'm sure a lot of Australian people are familiar with it. But it's like the highest prestigious award, music award in Canada that you can receive. We have a category called Aboriginal Album of the Year, and he was nominated for such and went ahead and won it. So those of us who've known him for some time, we always knew they'd do it, but we're extremely proud of them. And this show coming up on June 13th is sort of a homecoming for the Juno Award winner, so we're awfully pleased to be opening the show for him. And you can find lots of his music online. He's done a number of great songs advocating and dedicated to various social justice causes that are at the very heart of Indigenous people.
I'm gonna go get some more.